This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
My second guest, Anita Chapman of Neats Marketing. Anita is a freelance social media manager with clients mostly in the world of books, who also runs courses and writes historical fiction. Welcome, Anita. Lovely to have you here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So you founded your company in 2014, is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
How did you get into this in the first place?
Well, I started writing a novel a good few years ago. I'm still not published, by the way. But I was submitting it to agents, and an author told me that when you're submitting to agents, you need to have a social media presence, ideally, because the first thing they do these days is Google you and a blog. So I started a blog, my Neats Writer blog, which was sort of my life as writing a novel. And then I got asked, I did some volunteering for National Trust, helping with their social media and updating their website and writing press releases. And then Richard Lee at the Historical Novel Society asked me to do social media for them. And one thing led to another. Then authors started to ask me to help them. And a writing teacher who I knew, called Ruth Brandt, said she had a whole class of writers who wanted to learn about social media. So I arranged my first course, and a lot of them came to that. And that was near Guildford, the first one in Surrey, upstairs in a pub.
Yeah, sounds brilliant.
Yeah, so thank you, Ruth, for that.
Well, actually, it's really good, because I was thinking myself, I'm an author, but I'm a reluctant social media user. And
yes.
I was thinking today, in fact, I have to thank you, because you've drawn me back.
I got you to tweet.
You did, even though I couldn't find it on your... did it come through to yours?
Yes, I got your...
Oh, that's amazing. Because I had to do a little YouTube video, teach yourself Twitter. And I thought, I know what the at sign is for
yes.
now. And yes, it's quite good once you just get the initial basics.
Twitter can be confusing for someone
starting
on it. Yeah,
it's not my thing. But
yeah.
What I was going to say is that what I've realised is that as an author, social media is something really important to crack. And
yes.
what you've done, which is so, so brilliant...
Oh.
is that you've combined your writing with something really useful that you can blog about.
Yes.
In
yes.
fact, I was on something of yours today.
Yes.
It was a blog.
Is it Neats Marketing blog?
It might have been. You had yes. something like 340,000 hits.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I mean, some of them, the Neats Marketing posts get a lot of, like, some of them get 20,000 views, which is great, but they take over 10 hours to write. That's the problem.
So somebody like me who knows nothing,
yes.
How do you get that kind of pull onto your...
Well, you have to find your network first on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So initially I found other writers on Twitter, and my network grew from there. The Romantic Novelists Association is a brilliant organisation, and I was part of their new writer scheme where you can send a manuscript in for review. And I got to know lots of those members on Twitter, and then go to events and got to know them better. And everyone's very supportive, so they all share each other's blog posts and content online, which is really helpful. But the Neats Marketing blog, I spent quite a lot of time just building my online presence for that.
And did you have to take your eye off your book to do
yeah,
that?
I mean, I have to say, you probably noticed I haven't done a blog post on there for a while, because I've been trying to finish my second book.
Right.
Because
what is that?
That's historical dual timeline set in the 18th century in a country house and Venice. And it's it's the era of the Grand Tour. And it's about a painting which is found aloft in the present day, and then they go back to find the story
Ooh.
Of how it got there. But I'm trying to finish it and submit it, and I pitched it recently at a conference, and an agent asked me to rewrite the first few chapters and send them to her.
Wow.
So I need to get back to that next
yes.
week and hopefully see what happens.
How does an author juggle? Like at the moment, I'm juggling my life trying to write a thriller, to
yes.
finish a thriller I'm
it's
on.
Hard.
How do you fit in social media?
Well, I think you have to manage your time and it really carefully. And this is something I help clients with and teach in my courses. There are ways you can save time by scheduling tweets, for example, You can set up lists on Twitter so you can manage very easily which tweets you're seeing from who, and just simply setting a timer. I mean, I do that with my writing as well. I'll set a timer for an hour sometimes just to give myself time to write, and then maybe set a timer for 20 minutes for social media. Lots of writers do that sort of thing.
So it's really time management then.
There's a really good technique called the Pomodoro technique. I don't know if you've heard of it, which, Google it, it's really interesting. And it's something like you set a timer for 20 minutes, then you have a break, and then you set it for another 20 minutes if you're struggling to get a project done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite useful.
I like that.
Yeah.
Pomodoro.
Yeah, I don't follow it exactly, but okay. I've used it. I use a timer quite a lot on my phone when I'm working.
Well, good idea.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your courses then.
Yes. The next one's 16th of November in London, and it's at the Hilton Doubletree, Westminster, which is a relatively new venue. I've used a few since that pub in the early days. I realised the Wi-Fi wasn't that great there, so I now always use hotels because the Wi-Fi is very good. And I have a big screen, lots of slides on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, blogging, lots of worksheets, and everybody brings their laptop.
Right.
So that somebody like you who's sort of not sure about where to click or how to actually compose a tweet, I can help them with that. But I get much more experienced people as well who are looking to take their social media to the next level. Mm-hmm. So I often get 2-3 absolute beginners and then other authors who have just got a book deal and are looking to sort of get their social media all ready and look at how they're going to launch their book.
And roughly how many do you have in a class?
I have maximum 11.
Okay.
I work very hard to fill it. I use Facebook advertising quite a lot. And my blog got me quite a lot of sign-ups on courses and clients as well. Blog posts can be very useful in that way. If you write, you know, something that shows some kind of credibility in the subject that you know about, then I think people are more likely to sign up.
And do you offer courses online?
No, I don't. I have thought about that, but I do like to get out and see people in real life because a lot of my time is spent, you know, at a desk working on my own. I have thought about it. I might do that in the future. I'm thinking about probably doing courses for small businesses in Surrey because I've been asked to work for a couple of small businesses in Surrey recently. And they were sort of saying, you know, we'd love to do a course like yours, but I was thinking my course wouldn't work for them because they probably wouldn't use Twitter as much, the businesses that they were running. So I'd have to think about it carefully, but I am looking at venues and thinking about it at the moment. So
if somebody like me comes to one of your courses, what can I expect to take away at the end? What will I know?
You take lots of information away with you, lots of worksheets that you can use at home, which are step-by-step instructions on how to do certain things on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Facebook, if you haven't got a Facebook page or if you set it up but not very much, telling you exactly how to complete it in step-by-step stages, telling you how to make sure that your Facebook settings are correct because a lot of people don't know about privacy settings on Facebook, very important. But also you will have tweeted and we will have, like, I create a hashtag for my day, for the day, so that everyone can, we can look at the tweets that everyone's posting on the screen, which is quite good fun.
Yes.
So I really always try to make it fun, enjoyable, relaxing, and, like, nobody's made to feel uncomfortable if they don't know anything. It's all very inclusive and I try and explain it all very simply as well. I'm not a fan of sort of big terminology.
No. So when I started doing a bit of social media, I think I messed up a little bit.
Yes.
So my Twitter, I took a theme from the children's book that I had done at the time, which was anti-bullying. That was just one theme.
Yes.
And followed anti-bullying organisations. Now that I'm doing other things and I've got small businesses that I look after and I'm writing a thriller, I'm wondering, should I set up another Twitter account?
Who's a thriller aimed at? What age?
Adults.
Adults. So the thing about, as I noticed you're a children's author, doesn't work so well on Twitter.
No.
Because the children aren't there.
No.
So children's authors work really well with talks, library talks, talks in schools and things like that. But I just set up, are you going to publish it under a different name?
Not sure yet.
I would say you probably would, or should. Okay. Usually an author will choose a different name for a different genre, or their publisher would advise that they would want them to.
Okay.
Unless you're somebody really famous, you know.
So like, it's a clean start then?
Yeah, I would. I would set it up completely fresh, get all your profile nice, a nice profile photo, and a header photo is sort of showing your brand, whatever the brand, where's it set? It's set anywhere exotic or...
Chopper much.
Do, and you make it really clear in your bio what the book's about.
Yes.
So that people know what they're going to get, you know.
I think that's my greatest resistance to social media. And you know, I was thinking today, what have I liked about social media? I like Julie and Julia.
Oh, I love that film.
I absolutely loved the whole concept behind it. Yeah. And I could see how that works visually, and the blog. And I actually looked at it. You have inspired me to do so much today.
Oh,
I can't tell you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I looked up this, and it's hard to find the Julie blog.
Yes. It still exists.
Really? Well, you can dig deep
and find it.
And I really loved her writing.
And I,
of course, I hadn't come across it before because I'd just seen the film.
Yeah.
So I can see how that works on social media, and I can see how yours works. And actually, this is wonderful because you've got everything to sell. All you have to make sure is that your writing is good.
Get a book deal.
Yeah, but that, you know, so I can see those two things. But then there's me.
Yes.
And I don't see the connection. I don't want to blog about my book.
Yeah. I think you wouldn't blog about it until it's published because you wouldn't want to waste that content.
Okay.
Because normally when you publish a book, you go on what's called a blog tour where you are a guest on book blogger blogs. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yes.
And they review your book and often put the review on Amazon, and those are like gold, those reviews. And and they have guest posts. And so when your book's released, you want content about what inspired you to write the book and what it's about. Save that, I would.
So for somebody like me, and you must have a lot of me's that come to your training course, what do you do that's interesting?
That's a hard question.
Yes.
What do I do that's interesting?
Not you.
What do you do that's interesting?
What do people like me do that's interesting?
Well, that's the thing. You've got to... I mean, with a client, I'd sort of sit down and we'd go through everything, like their interests as well, part of the brand, and what's the book about and where it's set. But also when you're tweeting, if you think of one of your interests, you could tweet about that as well. Mm. That's part of your brand, and you find common ground in those tweets. But it's also looking at other people like you to see what they're doing, and that's how you sort of start to get and understand how it all works.
I did think about following film writers that I really admire, and blogging about that.
Yes,
that did occur to me. So I would need to come on your course to understand how to manage all that.
Welcome to come on my course.
So there was something I read. Oh no, yes, I wanted to ask you about the reminiscence tea.
Oh yes, that story was, what were you going to ask?
Well, it was highly commended in the Writers Forum magazine short story contest in February 17. What's it about?
That was inspired by, when I worked at Poles and Lacey, I was inspired by an actual real life reminiscence tea that I helped out with, and it was amazing. They basically invited relatives, descendants of servants who worked in Poles and Lacey sort of in the early 1900s. So they had the butler's descendants and the lady's maid's granddaughter and daughter. And we were there to interview them and get that information for Poles and Lacey so they could try and compile information for exhibitions and that sort of thing. But it was so inspiring, so I made up a story about... it was inspired by this elderly man I interviewed, and it was about an elderly man, and it went back in time to just before the Second World War. So I have thought about turning that into my third book, actually.
It's not on the internet anywhere. I tried to find it.
I can send you a copy if you want to read it.
I would love that. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Okay. So if you were to leave the listeners with one piece of advice,
yes,
what would that be?
Take lots and lots of photos wherever you go, because they're really useful on social media, and edit them as well as you can as well. There are lots of other tips, but that's
they'll have
sort
to come
quite
to
a good
for
one.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they want to get hold of you, what's the best way?
So my website is neetsmarketing.com. So it's neetsmarketing.com. And you can contact me through my website.
Brilliant.
And I'm on Twitter, obviously, and Facebook and everything else.
Thank you so much,
Anita. Thank you very much.
That was Anita Chapman from Neets Marketing.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.